Good morning. I'm Pat Feldwall. Welcome to Press Pass. With me is my regular guest, Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. Tim, good morning.
Well, good morning, Pat. It's great to be here, as always.
It's nice to have you here.
Yeah.
I understand that you have an anniversary.
We are. We're celebrating our two-year anniversary here at WNED, public broadcasting here in Western New York. We were invited by Don Boswell, the president and CEO of public broadcasting, to sort of move here 2 years ago. We had a economic development stint over at the BNE. We were over at the Convention and Visitors Bureau. That was what it was called at the time. It's now Visit Buffalo Niagara, but we were there for a few years, and then we sort of found a home here at public broadcasting, which puts us in a really, really great environment because there's so much production that happens here in this wonderful building.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Well, hey, there's a lot going on. I have to say, Tim, I was riding my bicycle down Knox Avenue in the city of Buffalo.
That's right.
And I saw a film crew in a house. Now, I know you said this was old news, but to me it was exciting, and I wanted to ask you, what did I see? Now, I saw something special.
Yes, you did, but you didn't know you saw something special. Actually, that was a movie that just wrapped and moved out last week. It was called True Calling, T-R-E-W, and it's a movie that was co-produced by Greg Robbins, who's a Hollywood director, producer, who actually moved to Buffalo and is making his living here. But the other producer on that was none other than Kimber Eastwood, Clint Eastwood's daughter, the famous actor.
I knew there was something going on in that place. That was very cool.
Yeah, in fact, they had Lee Merriweather and Eddie Mecca and Brooke Elliott and a bunch of other celebrities that appeared in the film, and along with the two leads in that film, Tracy B. Wilson, who is an actress, believe it or not, from Orchard Park, who's made it in New York now and has been on a bunch of soap operas and different television shows, and also some movies, and also Kevin Sizemore, another famous actor from L.A.
You've got a lot going on. We've got the anniversary. We've had Clint Eastwood's daughter here. A few other projects happening, though.
We do. In fact, a little later today, we're scouting. We have a big scout team coming in from Pittsburgh, actually, I guess. And they're coming in to scout for a movie that we're looking to shoot here potentially even later this year. But then again, we also have three other movies that are kind of stacked up and booked and ready to go in the next couple of months here. One is called The Rainbow Bridge Motel. It's J. Garrett Verruter, a local producer, is involved in that project, and that'll be up in Niagara Falls mostly. And then also we have Fred Olen Ray, who you may remember shot the movie Small Town Prince out in East Aurora earlier this year. They came to Western New York. Well, he loved it so much that he's back for his second movie here. You know, we'll see that in theaters later this year, hopefully, as well. And then another great movie is booked for August, and that's called Two for One, which is produced and brought to us from Matt Quinn, who is another great local filmmaker. We're very, very proud of Matt, and he's done so well with his other projects, and we're elated that he's back to shoot another movie this summer.
That about concludes our time here, but you've certainly filled it with some worthwhile content, I would say.
Well, there's no business like show business, Pat. What can I tell you?
Thank you for that. I appreciate your pointing that out to end our program today. I'm Pat Feldwall, and my guest has been Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. Thank you, Tim.
Well, thanks, Pat. It's always a pleasure.